USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump kicked off his 2024 presidential campaign with a rally in Waco, Texas, Saturday. Trump telling about 15,000 supporters the U.S. is facing many enemies.
They said, who's our biggest threat? Is it China, sir? Is it Russia? I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government.
He went on to list names like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and President Biden as threats to democracy. Trump also said he wouldn't pass gender-affirming health care bills and wouldn't fund schools with mask or vaccine mandates. The death toll is expected to continue to rise after a large destructive tornado tore across Mississippi.
Lots of damage is being reported, especially in Rolling Fork, a town of about 2,000 in the Mississippi Delta. The state's House Speaker, Mike Gunn, says he's seen a lot of destruction in one little town.
Yeah, I am actually at ground zero here in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Words just cannot describe the devastation that I'm seeing.
Dozens of people were also injured by the tornado, and several are missing. Tens of thousands were without power across Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. I'm Dave Collins.
A third person has been found dead after a chocolate factory explosion in West Reading, Pennsylvania. The body was pulled from the rubble Saturday afternoon, more than 24 hours after the explosion destroyed the plant. Four people remain missing. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is defending TikTok as calls to ban the app grow. On Saturday, she posted her first TikTok video speaking in support of the app, saying the U.S. should be strengthening data protection laws, not banning social media apps. AOC said the U.S. is one of a few developed countries without significant data or privacy protection laws. Both Republicans and Democrats blasted the head of the Chinese-owned company during a congressional hearing looking into national security concerns. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One Democrat is not backing the New York grand jury probe into former President Trump.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo isn't mincing words about Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for going after Trump.
I don't understand why Bragg is putting such emphasis on this case.
Bragg has faced plenty of backlash from Republicans for trying to indict Trump in connection to alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Cuomo on WABC Radio said this only helps fuel the overall sentiment.
You have a cynical public. They don't believe anyone. And when you start to see these prosecutors bringing political cases, it just affirms everybody's cynicism. I don't believe any of this.
In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
One person is dead after a shooting inside the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in South Lake Tahoe, California. It was originally treated as an active shooter situation until the hotel and casino were given the all clear. A man and woman were arrested in El Dorado County, about an hour away. An airline passenger allegedly opened the emergency exit door as a Delta flight was getting ready for takeoff Saturday. Los Angeles International Airport officials confirmed the incident and said the emergency slide was deployed as a result. That passenger was detained. Half of the Final Four is set. UConn beat Gonzaga 82-54 Saturday in the West region. And ninth seed FAU continues its Cinderella run, defeating Kansas State 79-76 in the East. The final two teams will be decided today, with Creighton taking on San Diego State and Miami against Texas. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.